This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I just got done driving about 3 hours, taking care of business and meeting with a friend of mine, and I found myself having a conversation with him that I've never had with everybody else. And I just said, you know, it's interesting, I'm having this conversation with you. I've been in ministry for 25 years, and I've never done this before. And I said, what's interesting about it is, you know, those that are there in support of ministry, namely our ministry, I said, they need to ask more questions. It's almost like they support us in many cases without actually asking us what it is that we're doing and what kind of fruit we're producing. And, you know, he goes, I have a good idea as to what you're doing. In other words, I'm keeping my eye on you, which is really good to know, because it's like I told him, I said, in the natural sense, if you put money or you buy stock into a business, you want to see where your money's going. And I said, just if you don't mind, let me take a couple minutes and just show you all the things that we have done and the things that we're doing. Because we've never been a ministry, not one day in the history of this ministry, have we ever talked about what we're going to do without first bringing forth the fruit. What Americans are accustomed to in this country is supporting a ministry that is saying, gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy, without a return going back unto them in the sense of producing fruit that glorifies Christ, John 15:8. They're used to being told that if you give, I get, and then God will give you, and they never get theirs as to why they gave. But, you know, the Lord loves a cheerful giver, and we're not to give to get, but that's what's being taught in the American church today. The church of the apostates is what we call them. So what I want to do is I kind of want to go through this today and just show you this ministry, what it is that we've done as a ministry, because, you know, if there's anything more aggravating to me, it's when people say, oh, just another ministry. Why don't you go get a real job? It's like, dude, if you've seen and you've partaken with this ministry for 1 week, if you can even roll with us for that long, I would be impressed. And on top of that, the people that do come and see the fruit of the ministry, they're saying, you guys have done this much already. And it's like, for me, I'm going back and saying, oh my goodness, I don't feel like we've done enough yet. Which, by the way, if you want an earmark or a confirmation of what a real call is, it is just that. You don't feel like you've done enough. When you have to sit there and try to get people to stand up and move and to go off of what they profess to believe, the Spirit of God is not within those people. The Spirit of the Lord is in those people that are saying, I haven't done enough. And when you look at their fruit, it's like, man, can you put any more fruit on those branches in which you have as a tree, speaking allegorically or metaphorically? And again, so we're going to be hitting up against that in just a couple minutes here in response to, and I'm sure it'll come up in the conversation over the next four segments, just as concerning the things that we have done. And I'll go back and forth and just kind of show you how it works and showing what a ministry does. And I'm here to tell you today, as a word of encouragement to people as well, that we're more than able to overcome. If you really want to win your country back by the power of the Lord, and I know the heart of the Lord is people, Matthew 4:19, there's no question about that. But I'm talking about taking back the possession with the people, first and foremost the people and the possession that the Lord has given unto us. The American people are more than able to do that. I mean, if they can take the time and follow some lying politician and put him back into the people's White House, that shows you what we can do. If we can get the people to empty the stadiums out because their desire is for the Lord and for his people and for his country, we're more than able to do that. And we have been a testament of just that over the last 25 years. So, again, a word of encouragement today. Roll with us. We've got much to talk about. And in the meantime, I wanted to hit off on a couple topics, and I don't know that I'm going to do that right now. I can hold over till tomorrow because, again, I'm already kind of rolling in on this topic right now. I do want to tell you, if you want to call in, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do that as well. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com. When you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, if you don't know to subscribe and you're online right now watching us, I guess if you're already watching us, you're already connected, right? But if you're not watching us, forgive me. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to SOL Radio Live and subscribe to the top of that page. SOL Radio Live, subscribe to the top of that page. You can also check us out on beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com as well, top left side of the page. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is, in fact, a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I want to show you something really quick because this is a brand new date here. On June 1st, from 1 to 6 p.m., we are going to be in Atherton Road in Burton, Michigan, 4471. We're going to be there. There's going to be seven different speakers. It's for We the People, by We the People. These are all people that are a part of the culture war that are already in it, educating others as to be partakers of it, so you might bear fruit as well to the glory of the Lord, John 15:8. That's a brand new date. We're also going to be, friends, if you haven't checked the schedule, we're going to be at the Encounter Church, which is 825 West 9 Mile Road. That's going to be in Pensacola, Florida. This is on May 24th of this year at 6:30 p.m. We're going to be there with Alex Newman and Andrew Miller. Andrew Miller and John Birch Society is going to be a part of that. And I'm suspecting other speakers will be there as well. But as you all the well know, friends, Alex Newman is in this fight. He's actually a part of the culture war in winning the culture war. He's making people aware of what's going on, not just in the United States of America, but on a global basis. So with that said, folks, we're going to come back and I'm going to show you that we're more than able to overcome, because that is the message that Christians are to bring to this world. Not heresies like rapture, not heresies like different forms of scripture concerning how man has made them, which have turned into cults and have done nothing, so on and so forth. We're not a part of that. We're a part of being doers of the word, not hearers only. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know, folks, that we are going to be in Pensacola, Florida, live in Liberty Summit. Andrew Miller, Alex Newman, and Bradley Dean, yours truly, 6:30 on the 24th in Pensacola. Go to Bradley Dean schedule. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and you will find it there. Just giving you a heads up. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I want you to listen carefully, okay? When you read Titus 1:16, I want you to listen carefully as to what it declares. This is Scripture, inspired by the Spirit of God. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable and disobedient and unto every good work reprobate. How prevalent is this today? How prevalent is this? Hey, by the way, when I'm talking about these professors, also keep in mind, I'm talking about 99% of those that call themselves conservatives call themselves Christians. Okay? They profess that they know God. They say they know God. But in works, they deny Him. There's no fruit. Being abominable and disobedient and unto every good work, a reprobate. Do you know what the word reprobate means? I just want to make clear that you do understand what it means. A person that's abandoned to their sin. One lost to virtue and the Christian religion. Again, they can say what they want, all that they want to, but it's the Lord that bears witness as to who they really are. Okay? Which brings me to my point. Many of you have heard this before, but I want to just go back just a little bit so you can get a foundational understanding as to where we're going today. Because what we're talking about on the show today is that we're more than able to overcome. Listen, if you're listening to people that are talking about gloom and doom, those that are talking about everything but what Scripture declares, and there's no hope in their message, I'm here to tell you right now, if there's no hope, there's no Christ in the message. As I was talking during the first segment concerning the conversation I was having with my friend today, I want to convey a little more to you. It's interesting to me how many are out there, again, claiming to be what it is that they're not. And yet, Scripture again tells us how we're to identify those that are. And if you look at Isaiah 58, verse 12, what does it tell us? It tells us that we're to be repairers of the breach, that we're to bring answers to the world, church. We're to bring the answers to the world, not hopelessness, not that message of doom and gloom. Now listen, one of the things that we've always done over here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, both morning show and afternoon show, is the fact that, listen, here's the issue. The law is exposing the issue. The sin issue, the transgression issue, and I'm talking about Romans 3:20, and I'm also talking about 1 John 3:4, okay? Because sin is the transgression of law. We use the law to reveal the sin that you're dealing with, the transgression, and we're pointing the finger at the responsibility that's guilty of transgressing God's law, which makes them criminals. But we also point the finger back at the people as the responsible party and saying, listen, you're the law. You must deal with these guys. And if you don't bring justice concerning the bad guys, there isn't going to be no peace and righteousness within the gate. You can bring that to Amos 5:15, Isaiah 51, verse 4. And understanding that this is the heart of God, Jeremiah 9:24. Also take it over to Isaiah 26, verse 9. Folks, you have to understand that if we want the resolve again, I'm here to tell you that we're more than able to overcome. Just like what the Lord did to the children of Moses, Israel through Moses, just like He did through the children of Israel through Joshua, and just like He has all the way up until the present. Well, some people say, well, there's no sense in hoping for anything. Well, it depends on what your hope is set upon. If it's set upon the Lord, you're seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. The Bible promises then all these things will be added unto you. All these things that are added unto you are from the Lord, and it's His desires, not yours. There's a big difference there. So if you lose hope in something that the Lord is not giving you because it'll destroy you, He's doing that for your good. Just a side note. Okay, so let me get to this. Because we were just talking about a reprobate in what they are. As Titus 1:16 tells us, they profess that they know God, and but what works, they deny Him. Folks, this is 98% of the people I know. They profess their Christianity all day long, but there's no works. And the Bible says if there's no works, it's they're denying Him, just like it does in James 2:14 through 26. Faith without works is dead. As the body without the spirit is dead, so is faith without works. And what does the Bible call that person? An abomination. The Bible calls that person disobedient. And the Bible calls that person unto every good work a reprobate. Now let me go to what I was talking about just a moment ago concerning many people understand because they've heard this before, but I want to lay a foundation here for you. I remember after going to a particular church as a baby Christian, I was asked by the pastor's youth leader to come up and give my testimony to those of Minnesota Teen Challenge. So I took him up on his invitation. And after doing so, I was then asked to be a part of the youth group and helping to aid the upbringing of the teens. And again, I obliged. Well, this was the beginning of my eyes being opened wide by the Lord to the issues inside of the American church, because for the first 3 to 6 months that I was in that church group, I had taken notice that it was being led up by an individual that did nothing but talk big and talk big more and do nothing but talk big. And it's easy and it's safe to do that inside of the building until you actually have to go out there and bear the reproach of Christ. And as I'm saying, it was safe for him inside of the church building. But I noticed that it went no further than what he said inside of the church building, and I wasn't going to have anything to do with it because I was fresh out of the world, and the Lord really saved me. He really broke me down to nothing to show me who He was, to show me who I was not. Okay? And until a man becomes nothing, God will create and can create nothing out of that man. Being a brand new baby Christian and just having come out of the real world, I again truly understood the importance of getting out there and seeking and saving that which is lost with whatever call that was placed on me by the Lord. My heart was moved to go help the people. I was led to help the people and get to the people. Because again, the church is to bring about the answers to the world and that the world longs to receive. And I wasn't going to be a part of anything that didn't do just that. So therefore, in leaving off the talk and moving into action, into obedience to Christ, out of love for Him, I left the fruitless situation and have done today 365 public high schools in 26 different states, all to the glory of Christ. Okay? When we go over to Numbers 14:10, speaking about we're more than able to overcome, we got to again understand that Joshua and Caleb is who I'm talking about here. Joshua and Caleb were commanded by the Lord to go into the enemy's land and to get the good fruit. And what they did is they came back and they showed the fruit to the children of Israel. But it's interesting, when they came back and they showed them the good fruit, oh, and I've been a partaker of this, and I'm going to share that with you in just a moment. When they did this, they came back and they showed them that they were more than able to overcome, Joshua and Caleb did, who wholly followed the Lord. And it's interesting, because they wholly followed the Lord gave them everything that their feet tread upon. Okay? You got to understand that. You know, like the Bible says, believe on the prophets and you will be established. Well, this in more than one way. But when you look at Numbers 14:10, what does it say? But when they came back and they gave them the promise and the report that they were more than able to overcome, what did they say? It says, but all the congregation bade stone them with stones. Oh my goodness. Now let me go forward. Once I began to be led out by the Spirit of God, Romans 8:14, in bearing the reproach, I went out and I was actually being a part of the answer and obeying the commandments of the Lord. I noticed that the people that were sitting in the pews seemed to be content with where they were at, despite what was happening around them. So they sit inside of a building, they listen to a hireling, John 10:12, give them the evil report, then they create new theology, heretical theologies, and they talk about being raptured from responsibility when the Lord already gave them all the power that they needed over the enemy, Luke 10:19, but instead of actually obeying Him and trusting Him and going back to what John Quincy Adams said, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God, they did everything but the doing. And so what they did is they took on a new form of what they would call the gospel, and it's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm going to come right back to this in just a moment, friends. We are more than able to overcome, believe me. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News.
News update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East, where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony the demonstrators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Okay, so we're talking about more than able to overcome, okay? This is, by the way, if there is one thing that the enemy is scared to death of, it's just what I'm talking about right now. And I know it all too well, as you will see in just a couple minutes here. But if you go over to 12:10 of Revelation, it talks about who he persecutes. Those that keep the commandments of the Lord. And that's in verse 17, but it is also made applicable to verse 10 in chapter 12 of Revelation. Okay? And the Bible says, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. It's the minute you begin to obey the Lord, all of a sudden you will partake with the spiritual warfare. They go hand in glove. And it is an absolute confirmation that you are in the will of God. It doesn't mean that you're given over to the enemy and he's going to do whatever he wants to do to you. That's not at all what's going on. That's why we have the armor. I was just highlighting the book Soldier of the Cross. Folks, the armor's on the front, not the back. The armor is on the front, not the back. And we've been given the victory through Jesus Christ if we're willing to bear our cross and understanding, again, the power of God unto salvation. So we're talking about right now, but all the congregation bade stone them with stones concerning Joshua and Caleb, who wholly followed the Lord. They obeyed the Lord. They went into the enemy's camp. They grabbed good fruit. They brought it back, and they showed the congregation, the children of Israel, look, we're more than able to overcome. How popular is this message in the American church today? I you know what? I bet I could fare right now to say that nobody is hearing the message that we're more than able to overcome in this life. In this life. Nope. I'm thinking right now as I'm saying it, I can't think of anybody that's talking this conversation. And yet our Bible teaches us that our conversation is to become the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yes, we're going to go through trials and tribulations. Yes, we're going to be persecuted for righteousness. Yes, we're going to be hated for His namesake. Yes, we may even be killed for His namesake. But understand that if you're martyred and you're killed for His namesake, that is graduation day. And nobody's looking for that in the sense of the natural man. No, the natural man fears death. The Bible tells us that we fear death. But the fact of the matter is, in Christ we overcome. That's why preachers want to die in the anointing, by the way. Because they're in that power that David was in, where they took out Goliath. That you are invincible in that anointing. Why? Because Christ has overcome the world and the devil. That's why the devil's afraid of the anointed preachers that are preaching hope in Christ. Hey, friends, we can do this. I was just going back to the fact that the congregation, the children of Israel, said, no, let's go ahead and stone those obedient guys. Let's go ahead and stone those guys that have actually proven the Lord and that they're able to overcome. Let's stone those guys. Here, I'll tell you what, the bad guys, who do they censor? Who do they suppress? Are they censoring the likes of a Kenneth Copeland or a Jesse Duplantis or a Joel Osteen or any charlatan in the body of Christ that weighs heavy there? No, which they have no business being there because they're not the Lord's? Are they censoring them? No! They're censoring this message because it's a message of hope. Folks, what we have been doing for a long time here in this ministry is doing, 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 and nothing but doing. Why? Because we believe the Lord. People that actually have hope do the doing. People that have hope in Christ, they're the ones that are busy about the work of the Lord's hands. Why? Because they know that they're more than able to overcome. Now look it, I was having a conversation today with my friend, and what was interesting is I showed him, look at all the stuff that we have done. The flags are the places that we have been physically. The antennas are our radio shows across the country, as well as up in Alaska. And again, most people look at the ministry and say, my gosh, dude, you've done all this in just 25 years of ministry? Yep. And I don't feel like I've done enough. And that is, again, a real call. Let me go over and show you this. These are all of our affiliates. And these are the affiliates that we have across the country in 160 cities. This varies on and off day by day, week by week, month by month. But this is where we're broadcasting right now. And what's interesting is I didn't ask for any of this. But I did ask the Lord for His will to be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Okay? This isn't social media platforms. That's not just what we do. No, we do social media platforms. We do television. We do radio. Folks, wherever the door opens, we go through it. What you're seeing here is all the outlets that carry our articles outside of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Okay? And we add to that continuously. And that's just the ones that we've seen. Same thing for the radio stations. Those are just the ones that we've seen. But what's interesting is somehow or another, when you bring this back to the Church of America, we call them the children of the apostates because that's what they are for the most part. When you bring this back and say that we're more than able to overcome, they don't want to hear that message because what it does is it interferes with their own selfish lives. See, they're the ones that I was talking about at the beginning of the show. These are the ones that profess to be what they are not. They profess that they know God. They don't. They profess to do works, but they don't do the works. And in the scriptural understanding of that, they're denying Him. And the Lord calls them abominable because they're disobedient and unto every good work a reprobate. That means they're abandoned to their own sin. These are the people that have a problem with this ministry, as do the bad guys, the minions of hell, John 8:44, right? So let me just kind of give you a couple examples of what I'm talking about. I noticed that when I began to move outside of the church where they were just talking, like I was talking about during the last segment, when I began to leave that setting because I noticed they were doing nothing but talking and going out and winning the heathen as their inheritance, Psalm 12:8, and demonstrating to them that we're more than able to overcome, Numbers 13:30, that these content ones in the church now found the energy to get up and do their best to oppose and obstruct our fruitful obedience to the Lord in any way that they could find. What are you talking about? Read 2 Thessalonians 3:2. Hey, folks, these people that were in the church that I noticed that just sat there and did nothing but talk, the ones that I came back and said, hey, we're more than able to overcome, once they seen that we were over and more than able to overcome, you know what they did? They found out the next high school that we were going to do. The youth pastor that I left, because that's all he did was talk, him and another person inside of that youth group found out where the schools were that we were going to do. And you know what they did? They started to call the schools in hopes of sabotaging our high school assemblies. No joke. No joke. Hey, folks, I sat at a meeting about 12 years ago. I can still see the guy sitting there. Guy called me up and said, hey, Bradley, would you come down? I want you to meet the evangelical leader of Bethel College. I said, okay, if I get a minute. I'm not the meeting type. I got better things to do than that. But if I can get a minute to do it, I'll do it. So I shot down there. And as I sat there with him, he unsolicitedly told me, he was the evangelical head of Bethel College. He said, my class is the only one that actually evangelizes out of all of the Christian colleges that he knew of. Folks, they're not Christians. I'll tell you what, they are not Christians. When the Lord said to go to the highways and to the byways, that's exactly what he meant, because that's where you're going to find the doers of the word, not the hearers only. I mean, as Jesus said, the whore has more righteousness than you, and it's totally true. Why? Because those that have been forgiven much, they love much. The problem with the people in that weigh heavy in the body of Christ in America today, the children of the apostate, they think that they're okay. See, what they're doing is they're standing in their own self-righteousness, yet the Bible says, take heed that you stand lest you fall. And it's also interesting to note that the Lord said that our righteousness is but filthy rags. They haven't learned that yet, and why? Because they have never repented. That is why. Because if they did, they would fulfill their disobedience with their obedience. And this they have not done. And they have no desire for anybody else to be saved. And rest assured, like Charles Spurgeon said, if you have no desire for others to be saved, you can rest assured that you yourself are not saved. That's who I'm talking about. But just think about that. Go back to the Bethel College head. I'm the only one that I know of in all the Christian colleges, probably in the five-state area was what he was talking about in the Midwest. He didn't know anybody else that actually went out there. Well, I can tell you right now, for 21 years of my life, nobody ever said a thing to me about Christ. And yet 86% of the people professed what they clearly were not. And I didn't want anything to do with it. So what am I doing now? I'm doing everything in my power that the Lord has bestowed upon me to right the wrongs. And it's interesting, I find myself right now even telling you the information that Jesus gave in Matthew 10:34. Think not that I've come to bring peace. I come not to bring peace, but a sword. To do what? To divide the sheep from the goats. From the righteous from the unrighteous. From the evil from the good. From the holy from the undefiled, from the defiled. Ezekiel 44:23. And that's what I've been doing since day one, by bringing forth His Word unadulterated and uncompromisingly. That's also bringing forth the good fruit, friends, to His glory. And it also draws the line, and it drops the plumb line to those that think that they're going to continuously play when it comes to their profession and their hypocrisies. Jesus said in Exodus 20, the third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. That means you better practice what you preach, because if you don't, the Lord's not going to hold you guiltless. He's going to expose you to the world for your hypocrisies, and that's exactly what he does. But to those that walk in the Lord, they bring the fire, and those that bring the fire must endure the flame. They practice what they preach. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Joe Sparrow, and I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida. When I heard Bradley say he was a boat rocker, I thought the comment to be out of place. But by listening regularly, I realized that was really a badge of honor. I support Bradley and his family as they deliver a message of truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about we're more than able to overcome. And this is what comes with the territory when you're that man or you're that woman of God that is called to lead the charge under God, right? What happens when you say that we're more than able to overcome? Well, the professors in the Church of America, they don't want your message. Well, this is a fact. Because 9 times out of 10, and probably more like 10 times out of 10, the pastor who shouldn't be leading the church, it should be the apostle first, the prophet second, and the teacher, 1 Corinthians 12:28. But somehow or another, the one that's been named one time in the New Testament is the leader of the church under God. They're the bishopric. They're the spiritual overseer. How does that work? Pastor's named one time, and they've taken the one time that he was named, and they put him as the one that leads the church. It's an apostle that leads the church. And who does the apostle work with? The prophet and the teacher. Did the Lord change? Hebrews 13:8, he said he did not. Malachi 3:6, he said he did not. That's his order. The order is completely upside down, backwards, period. Okay? But one of the things that I wanted to tell you, friends, going to how the congregations want to stand up and stone you for bringing the good report. The very guy that I was talking about at the very beginning, the youth pastor that just wanted to talk, him and another lady did their best when they found out we were doing high schools. They called the principals and they did their best to sabotage our events. So we were getting, you know, anywhere from 500 to 1,000 to 3,000 to 200 students every high school we did. So he wanted to jeopardize that because he wasn't the one that was actually going out there doing it. Because what happened is someone actually took the Lord by faith and went out in obedience and stepped out to seek and save that which is lost in response to Psalm 2:8, and he didn't like that. Oh, this is prevalent in the American church, folks. It's prevalent. And I want to tell you, too, if they were not taking the time to call principals, they were taking their time to shut down our efforts in raising money to do high schools. Now, I know this because I've heard from a lot of ignorant people who have never taken the time and asked me, called me and asked me for themselves, that have accused me of being what I'm not. I am not a salesman. I've never been a salesman. We've never been a begging ministry. We've always been a doing ministry. But it's funny how when people say, oh, you know, just another ministry, go get a job. Let me tell you something. For those that are really in it for the Lord and for the people, let me tell you what ministry spells. It spells work, W-O-R-K. Some people are trying to figure out, as a matter of fact, you know, I was up at 6:30 this morning, just for the record, just got back from Arkansas. Yesterday I was up at 6:30 in the morning. What am I doing? I'm going through my third book. I'm working on a documentary. I'm also out there setting up dates for other opportunities. We're setting up more radio affiliates to do the things that we do. And I want to tell you how much money doesn't come in that you think comes in. Like this guy. Right here, this youth pastor that tried to get our high school assembly shut down, they also tried to make sure that we got no offerings. Isn't that interesting? In going to the greatest demographic in this country, speaking of a missionary field, the high schools. We're talking about elementaries, middle schools, and high schools, and colleges. And we've done them all over and over and over again. Did you know that we did 365 high schools, outside of the two schools that were Christians, the 363? Did you know that they were all secular high schools? That's where we're supposed to be. That's where the church is supposed to be. Did you also know that we had to raise the money to do those high schools because many of the high schools couldn't pay for them because of the federal cuts? I want you to listen to that. So the tax dollars that your government's supposed to be taking and reallocating to schools, if you want to justify the school system, all that money's being cut. Those monies are being illegally reallocated to systems of indoctrination into public schools today. They said they couldn't afford a high school assembly. So what they would do, like for example, 30 people on a bus, we drove from Minnesota all the way to Key West to do high school assemblies. Two of them. You know how much we got paid? $500. That didn't even pay for the gas to get there. That was half of the money that we needed just to pay for gas just to get to Key West. But we kept going, and we didn't do it once. We didn't do it three times. We didn't gripe. We didn't complain. We stayed the course. And because of it, the Lord is glorified. And how many people and how many young people and teachers alike across the country received the message? How many were churched, regardless if they liked it or not, were churched? And you know what was interesting? Nobody could really come back at us and say, I'm talking about like these unconstitutional subversive agencies, like the ACLU and the SPLC. They couldn't come back and say, you know what, we want our money back. See, these devils seen who we were. They seen the heart of why we were doing it. And we're here to tell you again, we're more than able to overcome. Because it's never been about the money. But I'll tell you this, to those that do support the ministry, thank you for doing it because of it. We're going to Pensacola. Matter of fact, last week, friends, I had an opportunity to preach at a bunch of judges and a bunch of politicians and attorneys. And a lot of people got saved last week. They were spiritually fed last week because of you. I want to tell you who's hindering that way, the professors in the church. For being 25 years in the ministry, I have yet to receive a phone call from a church that says, hey, you know what, we need to have you guys come in. We need to take a fundraiser for you guys and alleviate some of the burden to make it easier for you to go out there and do what we may be not able to be doing. Have we ever received that phone call? Absolutely not. Criticisms. Why? Because the whole country knows The whole country knows who we are, friends. And I'm talking about all the big names, all the conservatives of the day. They all know who we are. And you want to know why a majority of them are silent about who we are? Because they're doing it for the money. And I'm going to tell you what they're not doing is they're not going out and seeking and saving that which is lost, number one. And number two is this. They're not coming back because of what they're doing. They're not doing it. They're not in it, friends, to save the country or to save the souls of men, first and foremost. They're not in it to win the day. They are in it to serve their golden sponsors, their golden calves. That's why they're making so much money. You know, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again, how many times I've been accused of the very things that are the furthest thing from the truth. I mean, if I was guilty of the things that I've been accused of, folks, I'd have gotten in trouble a long time ago. If you want to know the truth about me, ask my wife. She'll tell you. If you want to know the truth about me, ask my kids. They'll tell you, because I can tell you exactly what they would tell you, exactly what I'm telling you right now. My wife would tell you that if Bradley is not out there doing something, he's complaining about not doing, not the doing. Just the exact opposite of what most people complain about. And you know what, friends? I'm happy to do it. And why? Because we're more than able to overcome. Did you hear me, friends? We as a church, as a body, those that are born again of the Spirit of God, John 3:3, those that are feeding on the bread of life, we are more than conquerors. We have overcome this world. We have hope in Christ, 1 John 5:2. What is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith. And if we don't have that, friends, you're not going to be able to go out there and be about the work of the Lord's hands. But understand the process of obedience to the Lord. First, it's impossible. Listen carefully. Hudson Taylor said this. First it's impossible, then it's difficult, then it's done. First it's impossible, then it's difficult, and then it's done. That is the process of the Lord. You know where most people quit? The difficulty. They quit right about the time that the baby's going to be born. Read John 16. They quit right before the baby's going to be birthed. And they miss the blessings. And what you're doing is you're stealing away the glorification that belongs to Christ and to Him alone. What does He seek? He seeks the heart of men, friends. And I'm here to tell you, He seeks the soul of men. I like William Booth. I have no desire for gold and silver, just what sustains us to get to the next group. But what I do have a desire for is to be out there preaching to those that need to hear the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's what we've been doing for 25 years. And I hope the Lord gives us another 25 years. And I hope the Lord gives us another 25 years after that. And I hope those that are born of the Spirit of God through this ministry, you take this message and you outdo me 1,000 times over in seeking and saving that which is lost. Why? Why do you say that, Bradley? Because we're more than able to overcome. Period. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. We are, but I can't do that without the power of the Holy Ghost. And He's the one that does that. And what does He do? He leads us to seek and save that which is lost. Folks, love you by what we do. Someone is asking about becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. And you will find it right there. It is called, and as a matter of fact, I'll show it to you, Sons or Daughter of Liberty, and you can go ahead and check it out right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.